Well, the first thing to say is this is a very welcome announcement for Northern Ireland, and anything that progresses the peace project in Northern Ireland is good for the North and is also good for the island as a whole. However, I've always been an advocate that we should be looking at an all-encompassing economic strategy for the border region. I know we'll be taking this agenda directly to the Taoiseach, that we need a serious consideration of the border region as a special designation in light of the massive investment coming into Northern Ireland, and also to highlight the importance that this region was affected by partition historically, politically and economically.
Do you feel that places like Donegal could be left behind with this announcement in the North?
We have to have a very serious conversation, not just amongst politicians, but amongst chambers, you know, representing the larger towns along the border areas, but also the small to medium enterprise business people. And we need to have a serious conversation as to how we advance the region. It's been done now in Northern Ireland. They've done it in Wales. They've done it in England. They've done it in Wales. They've done it in Scotland. And also, you know, we have Shannon Development. And I think to have an all-encompassing strategic approach to the border region from the whole way from Donegal down through Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan, Monaghan into County Louth, I think that has to be a very much a sharp focus of politicians in that region.